Welcome to the Geeks Attic Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is a spoiler-free book review of Star Wars The High Republic, The Rising Storm. Now, Star Wars The High Republic, The Rising Storm was written by Kevin Scott. Now, Scott has written several Star Wars stories, including the audio drama script for Dooku Jedi Lost, some comics, and a few young reader books. Now, let's go ahead and dive into a brief summary for The Rising Storm. A Martian Roe, the Eye of the Nile, demands that the Raiders stay hidden in the shadows to ease the tensions in the galaxy before making their next move. Now, since the events of the first High Republic novel, Light of the Jedi, the Republic and the Jedi have been on the lookout for the Vile Group. Now, although the galaxy is still recovering from the damage the Nile have caused, the Chancellor has prepared a Republic fair on the world of Valo to celebrate the Republic and its cultures. Now, I'm going to tell you this story. Is gripping from page one. It's just, wow. Okay. Tension stirs within the Nile. The Raiders are anxious to get back to work to emerge from the shadows to pillage and kill. Martian Roe eases the tension by ordering the Nile to crash the Republic fair. This is their time to strike, to spread the storm over Valo, to bring destruction and death. Now, let's go ahead and talk about some characters here. The High Republic characters continue to impress me. Now, here's a breakdown of just a few before we get into my overall thoughts. Now, Bell Zedifar, the former Padawan of Loden Greatstorm, struggles to accept the loss of his old master. Now, Loden Greatstorm had told his Padawan, Bell, that he was ready for the Jedi Trials to be risen up from Padawan to Jedi Knight. However, Bell feels he is not ready. Now, he is remaining to be a Padawan under Master Indira. Indira also believes that Bell is ready for the trials, but Bell, he feels so empty inside. A piece of him is missing. In this novel, Bell attempts to overcome his fears and to reconnect with the Force and learn to trust it all over again. The next character is Tia Toon, the Sulston Republic Senator, is an annoyance to Chancellor So. Now, he is dead set on the creation of a Republic Defense Force program, and any time he has the opportunity to speak his mind to the Chancellor and challenge her decisions and actions, he most certainly does. While the Chancellor and some of the Jedi find his tactics annoying and rude, Toon certainly proves valid points. Now, while billions have died throughout the galaxy and the planets work to rebuild their cities, Toon is furious that the Chancellor would rather fund a giant party with the Republic Fair than establish a defense program that could potentially prevent the galaxy from suffering at the hand of the Nile once again. So, for my overall thoughts, I thought Kevin Scott did very well. This book knocked me off my feet. The Rising Storm is a sequel to Light of the Jedi, and it ties in with other High Republic material, such as the comic books, the young adult novels, the junior readers. I highly recommend that you read those other materials before you dive into Wave 2 of the High Republic series. Now, I seriously did not want to put The Rising Storm down. Each chapter kept building up tension, mystery, or awesome revelations were introduced. Now, a real page-turner, for sure. The Rising Storm seriously has one of the greatest openers to a Star Wars book to date. Now, Star Wars politics is a touchy subject for some, but really, what part of Star Wars do folks not complain about? The politics were handled wonderfully. I love how it was a recurring theme within the book. Now, the Republic is under the leadership of Chancellor So. Some like that, others don't. The conflict taking place between members of the Republic Senate was just as tense as all the other action and drama taking place throughout the story. Kevin Scott handles each character so very well. It really feels like I've been reading a lot of these characters for a very long period of time, knowing their traits and how they may react. In my opinion, that is excellent character development. The dialogue was fantastic. The relationships between characters are mostly great, but I do have a few issues with a couple of these characters. They felt a little bit unnatural and awkward. However, the friendship and banter between Elzar Mann and Stellan Geos, or Ghos, is absolutely fantastic. Or Geos, probably. It's probably Geos. I'm horrible with these names. But honestly, I do have a few issues with the story. I mentioned, some of those characters' relationships felt odd. But other issues I have is that some of the teases at the end of chapters really didn't pay off in the next or following chapters. So the plot of the story was great, yet extremely dark. The book is loaded with destruction and death. Scott explores new areas of the Force and how the Jedi can manipulate it for the greater good, and yet also how they can abuse it. The Nile are disgusting, genocidal maniacs, yet Scott creates a unique power struggle within the group that somehow leaves you rooting for one of the villains in a strange, twisted way. Now, I really enjoyed The Rising Storm. The plot was driven forward by familiar characters, while many new characters were also introduced. So for the rating, I will give Star Wars The High Republic, The Rising Storm, an A. Now, if you guys want to get this book, it's going to be coming out June 29th. I recommend that you pre-order it. It's a pretty good book. So thanks for listening to the Geeks Addict Podcast review of Star Wars The High Republic, The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott. Have a good one.